All right, guys.
Oh, yeah.
It's another episode of You're On The List. We're doing back-to-back here.
Back-to-back.
Pete's out of town, so we're going to wing this one. Pete called this on the last episode.
Yeah.
We have no current events or topical. We're not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
We have no Pete's tweets that are new because we just went back-to-back. So
we know nothing that's happening. We don't know what's in the news right now. We can't talk about it. I'm assuming everything's fine.
Just know this is a great, great fucking movie.
Oh, yeah. Great movie. Love this movie.
I used to think this was Kenny Loggins.
It kind of sounds like Kenny Loggins.
Lindsey Buckingham.
Yeah. Is that right?
Isn't that the guy from... wasn't Lindsey Buckingham from... what's it called?
Lindsey Buckingham.
Is my mic on?
Yeah. Does it sound...
sounds muffled.
Yeah, sound a little muffled. I think it's just because our headphones are low.
I think it's because we suck.
Yeah.
No, mine's on high.
Okay. Well, why don't you talk for a second?
Hello. Keep talking. Check. God forbid we do this before the fucking... You know what, Pete? You're the worst engineer in the history of engineers. I don't know where you got your degree from, which shitty university. Are the mic levels good?
Yeah.
All right, never mind that.
All right.
You're the worst.
Yeah, I mean... You know, I adjusted.
We're recording live from the Comedy Store here. Let's just get to it.
Let's get to it, buddy. It's the summertime.
No, let's get back to it. Why do you suck so bad?
Buddy, it's the summertime. Right now, I'm on the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, right now he's at the shore as we speak.
Right now, I'm on Route 37 East and Tom's River, heading to the beach.
By the way, me and Carlos are going to be staying in Princeton.
Oh wow, that's Princeton's beautiful.
It's close to you, right?
Yeah, Princeton. I mean, it's not super close. But yeah, you guys should stay closer.
We couldn't get a good room.
Yeah. I might sort something out with that, you know.
Well, we can't get our money back. So
yeah, I know.
We already paid for it.
But yeah, man. Princeton's nice. It's not being at the shore, but hopefully we'll be able to spend some time together down at the shore.
Oh, we will.
Come see my family. Yeah, come see my family. You know, my father loves you. He'll take you upstairs to pick.
Play the spoons.
Yeah, play the spoons. But buddy,
Whitney coming with you?
Whitney will be there.
Okay.
Yeah. She's coming this trip. I'm not sure if she's coming in August.
No, we're not there that long.
Yeah,
she has to come this trip.
She's coming this trip. Yeah. But buddy, it's the summertime. A lot of people choose to hit the road, go on road trips.
I'm just seeing the world. I'm taking a disclaimer here.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause we talked about it in between.
Yeah.
And again, we had to do two in a row, or we didn't have one.
It's a two for Tuesday.
So Pete wanted to do greatest road trips. Now, just for the record, we used to go to my grandmother's in Florida.
Yeah.
But that was it. I've never really taken a road trip with the family.
Do you remember how many hours?
I will? Yeah, it's about seven. From New York, from where I'm from, is different.
Yeah.
So it could be, it's a day. It's like 23. I made the trip straight through one time from Fort Lauderdale to New York. I just drove straight through.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just want to say I'm going to make some suggestions to places to go that I've been to in my travels as a stand-up comic.
Yeah.
And there are some stories about us driving to the shore or going down to Florida.
Yeah.
But you pretty much know about.
Well, yeah,
the road
trips. I just think you know the we can just talk about the top 10 road trip destinations no matter where you are in the country. The ones that we consider to be top notch, and we could talk about the ones that are not that great.
Now, number one has to be Walt Disney World.
Walt Disney World, yeah,
absolutely.
For sure, number one.
And that goes to Florida.
Right, so. Right. I've taken several trips from New Jersey to Florida with the family when I was younger, and there's a couple different techniques on getting down there as far as when you would leave. I remember there was a couple of years in a row my parents thought it was a good idea to like leave at 2 a.m. and then they would drive through the night with less traffic out of New Jersey.
That's such a good call.
Dude, and I was
I remember
like,
that now. Yeah, they're always like, we're going to leave at like 2 a.m. But as a kid, you're like, this is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. You were just like, dude, it's dark out. You're
I've
like,
never been to this time.
I know. Like, it was like this
crazy
thing.
So wait, there's another 2 o'clock?
Dude, it like blew my mind as a kid. It was like two times or three times in a row that we've done that. And it was like this mind-blowing thing. I was like, oh my God. And then the big, you know.
Dude, now that you said that, I remember my mom explaining to me, and it's so funny because I threw it in my act and I never realized why until you just said this.
Yeah.
I remember there's very few life lessons like that you remember your parents actually explaining to you.
Right, right.
One, I remember I learned about death through Elvis when Elvis died.
Okay.
Because my mom freaked out. She was crying. I was a little, little kid. And then I couldn't fathom the fact that this person wasn't around no more.
Right.
But then when Fritzy died, which was my grandmother's dog, her doggy, she explained to me that that's what happened to Elvis.
Wow.
I remember that talk, and I remember her. I couldn't understand why it was morning and dark.
Right.
And there's a joke that I do where I throw it out. It's like, why is it dark out? That's what that's from, was when we were driving to fucking Florida.
And it's like the first time you're seeing like...
Yeah, I didn't understand. She's like, well, we're leaving in the morning. And I'm like, well, why is it dark?
Yeah.
And she goes, well, it'll get late lighter.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But it was dark for like 5 hours.
Because you're leaving at like 2 in the morning.
Like, and I kept saying, why don't they say 2 at night?
Yeah. Yeah. See?
That's such a fucking great...
Dude, I'm telling you.
If this podcast had a purpose, it was to bring that memory to the surface.
Exactly. That's the purpose of this cast. But I mean, I remember that, you know, blowing my mind, because the crux of the traffic's never in fucking the Carolinas or in Georgia. It's in fucking New Jersey,
Philly,
into Delaware, like
the tri-state
Philadelphia
area.
You know, like that whole, that's where the problem is. It's the turnpike and all that shit. It's not when you get down there.
What was the best part of driving? Oh, keep going. If you can remember, it's only on the East Coast. If you're driving down 95,
oh, south of the border,
south of the border
was the best.
When you start seeing those south of the border signs,
oh, dude, that's like, when,
and it's like four. What? First of all, what a great marketing scheme.
Oh yeah, they start at like 600 miles away.
Yeah,
they're like,
and they're consistent.
Oh yeah, 585 miles till south of the border, and then you get there, and it's really just a bunch of cheap souvenir shops.
Yeah, well,
Mexican hat.
It's a big ass Mexican hat, a sombrero, and you get fireworks there. You could buy all the fireworks there.
I'm putting Walt Disney World / south of the border.
No. South of the border. You got to put it on there. Just put it on there.
I'll put south of the border on there for
sure. It's an East Coast thing, so our West Coast listeners won't get this.
South of the border is...
And shout out to all the military people that are listening.
Oh,
we didn't even know we had people in the military.
Oh, dude, they're listening.
So somehow we got the demographic chart.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, Casantini's got a whole fucking map out there. But, dude, south of the border, when you got there, it was like... It was a huge benchmark in your road trip from New Jersey to Florida, just to get there, and then I don't even remember. I mean, we would just like run around and go to the different shops and whatever. But it was really for the parents just to get the kids out of the car, get them, you know, tire them out a little bit, let them run around.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Hit up those shops.
But you just looked at you like I didn't even know what it was.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I'm like, where are the roller coasters?
Yeah. There's no
amusements
here. Yeah. There's no amusements. There's
it looks
a big
like
hat.
There should.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's the great thing about it really calms the kids down watching those billboards.
Should we just change this list to the top 10
things about south of the border?
No, about driving to Florida.
The smell in Georgia.
Oh,
for some reason.
The sulfur, dude. It smells like somebody's shit.
Yeah, it's insane. Like one time it was really bad. I remember it coming down and it was like probably one of the last trips that we took.
That's so
and
funny.
We're stopping at a Waffle House and I'm like, we're stopping here. It fucking stinks.
Here's another one. Stuckey's.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Truck stops. You get the pecan logs.
Yep. Yep. Those are great.
And they used to have the brain tests where you jump the pegs.
Oh yeah.
On the table.
Yep. Yep. Oh, dude, those are great. I remember that. Oh, yeah. My God. But I totally forgot. Yeah, they had the different brain tests with the little pegs.
Yeah, it's like a triangle.
Yeah.
A piece of wood block. Throw that in there.
Yeah.
throw in Georgia stinks.
Georgia stinks.
Georgia smells like sulfur. Every time you hit Georgia, and it was only an hour and a half. Here's the other thing, too. If you were driving down with New York plates, or they pulled you over the fucking time.
Oh, yeah. That's why when you're going through, Virginia and those states down there, it's like Virginia's like the South. Like there's a point where it's like around the D.C. area, it's okay. Then you hit a point where it's like driving in the deep South.
It's called the Mason-Dixon.
Yeah, and they don't fuck around. They got those fucking, you know, Sergeant Slaughter hats on all the state troopers and shit. They don't fuck around.
I got
something
else that my yes and no books.
Yes and no books.
You ever see those? It's got like the clear ink.
Yes.
And I remember, of course. And you would color it in. I'm sure your sister liked those. My gay brother loved those.
Oh, yeah. Yes and no books.
We always played yes and no books.
Yep. Yep. The Trivial Pursuit cards. Do you ever get those? My dad, he would make us take the cards. We talked about this before on the podcast. And you just would have to read him the questions. We didn't know. I'm in sixth grade. I don't know about, you know, the Euphrates. You know,
he would answer him?
Yeah, he would answer him.
This is the shit you did when you didn't have fucking cell phones.
Yeah.
Dude. Then he had that leather, those leather seats that were hot as
oh,
fuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that metal-ass fucking seatbelt that burnt the shit out of you.
Dude, one time, actually a couple of times, we caravanned with my Uncle Bob and his kids. And my Uncle Bob was always on like the fucking, he always had the gadgets. And one, and I thought it was the coolest thing. One year, he had walkie-talkies for car to car. So we could, hey, Peter, we're going to stop. And then they go stop, you know, for dude, yeah, at a rest stop.
We did that too, man. My mom, when we were driving down, my mom was at, me and my older brother were in one car. My mom and Keith were in the other car and we were moving down.
Yeah.
And then we used the walkie-talkies.
Oh, it was the best. Dude, it's the coolest thing, man. Those are like the great adventures as a kid. You can just take the road trip from the New Jersey, New York area to Florida was like a wonderment, you know, because you see all of these different states and it's like you're staying up late. You know, it's like this.
No, the worst too is when you're like, we hit Florida. And yeah. You got another 8 hours.
Yeah.
You're
the
like,
worst.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's like California.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, it's the worst. Yeah, it was a big celebration. You're in Florida, and it's like, no, kids.
Nah, not yet.
No.
We still got a whole other day.
Yeah.
Everybody relax. It's going to take a fucking day.
Yeah.
Considering we left at 2 in the morning, and it's now 4 in the morning. Now we can't have a normal drive. So now we got to rent a hotel room at 4 in the morning.
Yeah. Getting sunburned in Fort Myers because you're all groggy. You didn't sleep for a day and a half.
Well, where were you guys riding to?
We would go to Lauderdale. We'd go to Boca, I think once. We did Fort Myers.
Never tell you I lived in a Howard Johnson's for a summer.
No.
Yeah, it's great.
Did the roof go all the way down to the ground?
Yeah,
those are so cool, man.
We lived in the Howard Johnson's because my stepfather moved down. Yeah. And then we were in, like, we couldn't get a place yet. We were in between places, so we had to stay at this Howard Johnson's for the summer. It was the best 2 months of my life.
It's amazing.
We got to explore.
Yeah.
You know, then we knew the staff. And me and my little brother would run, you know, we'd go to the beach every fucking day, go to the pool every day.
Yeah.
I was like 15.
Yeah.
And then these girls, I would like hook up with like these, you know, eighth grade, little young girl hookups.
Yeah.
You're just making out, maybe get a little titty.
Yeah.
But
that was another thing too. When you're with your siblings, and then you know you're kind of hanging out at the motel.
Yeah.
And then you see another group of kids, and then you're like, you know, could we hang out? You know.
Well, what would happen is
we'd always ask them like, do you curse? Like that was our big our thing. And then they'd be like, yeah. I'm like, okay, cool, man.
Me and Keith were like, do you steal? Dude, we robbed everything. Me and Keith were always robbing everything. I mean, my brother's balls were so big. But when you're a kid, you have no fear.
Yeah.
This kid, just everything.
What would he house? Like, just
fucking
maid
there
carts?
There was like a souvenir shop in like the next, because we were right on A1A.
Yeah.
And then there was a souvenir shop that was like, you know, it was so like tchotskis, like shit.
Yeah.
And we would just house everything. So he bought these like goggles. He stole these goggles and he had a fucking squirt gun with a dolphin squirt gun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where the water came out of the mouth.
Yeah.
And he used to run around. He said he was a superhero named Al Capoco. He was like a spy. And he had the goggles and the thing. And
that's amazing.
Going around squirting everybody.
That's amazing. Dude, that's a great. We actually have a really good list here for the top ten things about road tripping from New Jersey to Florida. Should we stick with this or should we do?
Yeah, then the oranges. You have to buy the oranges. The side of the road fruit.
Oh yeah, oranges. Side of the road fruit is huge.
See, my grandmother lived in Hope Sound, so we were always driving to Hope Sound. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I loved Hope Sound because that's why we came back to Florida because, you know, after divorce, you know, whatever, my mom wanted to be closer to my mom,
right.
To her mom, to my grandmother,
uh-huh.
You know, and the only reason why they lived down there, they had to move from New Jersey is for health reasons. My grandfather had a construction company and he fell off a roof, like a two, three story building. And then he broke, I mean, every bone in his body. And he was this dude, this is how archaic shit was back then. He was in a body cast for like a year. Imagine that. You
man.
Can't fucking move.
That's insane.
It gave him like, I'm not going to say post-traumatic stress disorder, because yeah, he was in the military and all that stuff too. But it fucked with him.
Yeah,
you know, it was like claustrophobic.
Oh yeah,
and they would break him out and move stuff, but he had like all kinds of metal and shit in him, man. He used to shake because it shattered his nervous system.
Oh yeah,
tough. He was a tough motherfucker, man.
They don't make him like that anymore.
No, hell no. But then he went to Florida because the cold would be excruciating.
Yeah,
because all the screws and everything. So that's why they were down there. And then I had an aunt that moved down there that owned a shop that sold like Hawaiian and shipped fruit and stuff.
Yeah.
And it, Hope Sound was like my favorite place. They built it up a little.
Yeah.
So we were, but we were still an hour from Fort Lauderdale. But when you came in, there was, when we were going down that road where, by the way, where they shot Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh yeah.
It was all up in that area, Jupiter, that area. They would have these fruit stands, right? And they would sell like kiwi fruit and mangoes and shit.
Yeah.
And then we would pull over and just get the fruit. I know it's a long way to go there, but.
No, dude, that was the good stuff.
Long story to get there, but.
Dude, 95 South, man, what a fucking drive.
I've been from the tippy top all the way to the bottom, where it begins and where it ends.
Yeah.
And I've been where the 10 begins and where the 10 ends.
Yeah.
In Florida.
That's insane. You get some of the barbecue down in the Carolinas.
Well, you know, they would do
like roadside, you know, like tri-tip, like pull over here for, you know, whatever. But, you know, it was about the Waffle Houses, too. Did you stop at any of the Waffle Houses when
of
you
course.
Were down there? It was
maybe
a major
we should
part
do top 10 things on your way to Disney World.
I think that's what we'll do. Yeah. The Waffle Houses have to be on the list.
Yeah,
again,
the truck
man,
stops and Waffle
just
Houses.
Don't do it in Georgia. Just hold your breath and keep passing through Georgia.
Well, I don't know if you had to do this. Like if when we were short on cash for the travel, my mom used to have me blow truckers at the at the Stuckey's.
No, my mom used to do. She would make us, you know, where you like throw coins in the basket.
Uh-huh.
She would stop and then she'd tell us to open the doors and then pick up the change that was
that missed
the basket. But some of the coins were like, because of the heat, like we're in the concrete.
Yeah, they melted in.
They melted in, and you're trying to pick them, and people are honking, and you're like, it's not coming up, Ma. Yeah. Great memories there.
We used to throw.
Great memories there.
Well, my mom had the station wagon. He'd sit in the back.
Oh, yeah.
And we would take a handful of pennies, and we would throw them at cars.
Yeah.
And my mom had no idea.
Oh, man. Yeah.
We weren't even seatbelted in.
What about, you know, like when you're sitting in the back and with other cars.
And they yelled out, nice car, Miss LaRusso.
Yeah, did you ever like make faces at other cars
or
kids?
Oh, here we go, ready?
Yeah.
When you make the trucker his horn when you pull down on the fucking thing.
Oh, dude, I used
like
to have
the air chain.
But my air honk, I had a high percentage. I always, because I wouldn't quit. I would do it to the point where they're like, yeah, we better do it. This kid's going to lose his mind. Trunker honks. I like that. We got a lot on this list already. I like this.
I love that Georgia stinks, man. We used to say that all the time.
Oh,
start smelling the sulfur. The only good thing it was, all right, longest states.
Yes. What would be the longest states that you go
Virginia's through? Long as fuck.
Yeah. Virginia's long. I'm going to look at a map here.
Virginia's long. Virginia took a while.
North Carolina is...
Yeah, the Carolinas were long.
Yeah, North Carolina's long.
Georgia was like an hour and a half. And Florida was the longest.
Dude, yeah.
I remember Delaware was nothing.
Dude, yeah. What's it called? North Carolina... The Carolinas are just... You're there for a while. You're there in the Carolinas for a while. Then you get to Georgia and you're like, ugh, this stinks show. Let's just get
it
to
really
Florida.
It does, man. It's that damn sulfur. We keep
What is it, though?
By the way, south of the border was...
That's the border between North and South Carolina, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's the border between North and South.
Right, right. That for us was a... That's
your milestone. That's your first
That's the milestone right there. I wonder if they still have those billboards up. Well, I hope they do.
My question was, I got around it, why did you guys always go to Florida? Just to go?
Yeah, I mean that was the winter trip that you would take for, you know, Christmas break or something. We would drive
down
to Florida.
Did you spend Christmas down there?
We would spend Christmas down there, and then sometimes it wasn't, you know, sometimes it wasn't a Christmas. Sometimes it'll be like an Easter or something like that. We would take the drive down. But man, it is you really bite the bullet on that road trip. I mean, that's like...
See, now I thought we were going to do destinations because that's all we ever went to was my grandmother's.
Yeah.
But then my grandmother, on the other hand,
Yeah.
Once my mom would leave, or like we would go down there for the summers sometimes.
Yeah.
We would get dropped off, and then she would take us like to Miami Seaquarium, and then she would take us to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Disney World.
Yeah. Your grandma, you're saying.
My grandmother used to do that all the time.
Grandmas were good with taking us places.
My grandmother would do, when I tell you, man, she was amazing. She if it wasn't for her and my grandfather, a lot of shit would have went even worse.
My grandmother, my mom's mom, she was great at taking us. She lived in Linden, New Jersey, and she would take us into the city as kids. And she, you know, both my mom and my grandmother, they just knew the city well. So she would always take us all around. She took us to the top of the Empire State Building one time. It was me and my little sister.
What's with you in the fucking coffin?
I'm coughing. I don't know. So we're on top of the Empire State Building. I'm standing out on like the little viewer's deck there. And this is before they put like a higher fence on it, right? And all of a sudden I see a commotion and I'm like, oh. And then I notice this guy climbs over the fence and he's about to jump off the Empire State Building. I'm standing right there. And all of a sudden an off-duty cop just takes his hand, cuffs it, and then cuffs it to the fucking fence. Now the guy's kind of hanging by his arm for a second, and they're pulling him over, and then my grandmother just snatches me. I will never forget this. This guy was not doing well. He almost jumped off the Empire State Building, and then my grandmother's like, yeah, we should get out of here. We should go. So, you know, I was like, all right, I'll never forget that. It's like tattooed on my brain. I saw a guy almost like kill himself. But yeah, she would always take us to New York. We'd always go see shows and stuff like that. My parents, when we were younger, now keep in mind, before they got divorced, there was this whole chunk of them being married, and it was a lot of arguing. So any of these road trips to us,
arguments.
it was, you know, so whether you were going to see all these different sites, but you were going to see two adults arguing through these, you know,
I think all the parents bicker.
Yeah. We're at like, you know, Colonial Williamsburg. You know, watching this revolutionary, you know, march and the snare drums with like just two parents fighting. You know, now we're in Gettysburg. Oh, this legendary Civil War battlefield. Two parents fighting in that. You know what I mean? So I've seen all these sites with two people.
You had two battles at the Gettysburg.
Yeah, exactly. I have different scars from these places than the historic relevance would dictate.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of bickering in the car.
Oh yeah. I mean that's another thing. I might actually have to put that on the list. Just
fighting everyone.
Just bickering. A lot of bickering. A lot of bickering in the long road trip down to Florida. Yeah, man. But just arguing about another thing too is when my mom would take us, she would be, you know, her thing was if we're stopping, like there needed to be a full bar. She'd be like, there needs to be a sign that says cocktails or now, something. She needed a drink.
I used to love motels, like those hotels as a kid.
Oh yeah.
And then because we used to, you know, you go explore, then there would be two beds in the room. And then me and my little brother would jump up and forth. Then we played this game where like he would jump in the air and then I would stick him like he's trying to go over the goal line.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I would do the same thing and he would hit me. But I have this unique talent that I developed as a kid that I still do in hotel rooms. You can't do them in most because the beds are now, they're not with springs in them.
Yeah.
But I can lay on my back and pump my legs while I'm on my back and gradually jump up and get higher and higher and touch the ceiling.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Like a trampoline.
Yeah, but I'm on my back. I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
So I do this, boom. And I just start flat and then I pump my legs. Boom.
Yeah.
Then I get higher.
Oh, dude.
And higher and higher. And then I start to lose control, but I can touch the ceiling.
It's amazing that there's not more kids just like, you know, back then too, when there was more bounce to the beds. Like it's amazing.
Well,
it
wasn't, the beds
wasn't more
like
neck and, you know, just more paralyzed kids running around.
Well, the beds are more
they're like the beauty rests now.
What I used to love about the summer, though, is always finding that girlfriend, that girl that over the summer like, you had a crush on.
Yeah.
That it hurt your heart.
Oh, yeah.
I got like five of them.
Oh, man.
There was this one girl that I met out of Illinois. Her name was Laura that I met over the summer.
Still think about her.
Dude, she was like really hot, man. She was like 15 when I was like 12.
Yeah.
And there was this older guy that was, this isn't on a vacation. This is when we were just living in Florida.
Yeah.
When I was down for Florida, this wasn't on a road trip.
Right.
It just nothing to do with the other thing. But, was I home yet? Cause I was 14 cause we were living down there and she was like 16 or 17, but she was like looked like a 20-something-year-old woman. And I was a short, fat kid. But we hit it off, and I always remembered her. And then she, and I remember she reached out to me like for New Year's Eve, like 3 or 4 years later.
Yeah.
And I was much older, and then I wasn't like, you know, hey. I was like, yo, listen, are you ever coming down again? You know, like I was talking to her like an adult. We never ran into each other. The summer loves were great.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you ever have a crush on a girl?
Oh, yeah. And it's just, you know, and it's that summer. It's that summer. I think, like, when you're young, your hormones go nuttier in the summertime.
Well, it's magical.
Yeah.
There's no school. You get to run around all day.
Yeah. It's the world is your oyster. Oh, man.
Yeah, dude. It was a good time.
How about any?
I don't know what the fuck kids do today. I feel bad for them.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming that their childhood sucks now because I think everything sucks.
Yeah.
With the phone. But I mean, I really hope they have those adventures. You know, when you go in the woods to find a Playboy.
Yeah.
You know, we used to run on the railroad tracks and throw rocks at bums.
Yeah.
Break into houses.
What happened to those days?
There was we always found those vacation homes and broke into them.
Yeah.
I wonder if kids still do that.
Yeah.
You know, the people that are away for the summer, like you guys are away. Coming through your skylight.
Yeah.
we did that one time.
Dude, I love it.
We cracked a guy's skylight.
Well, we have the top 10 thing. I don't know how to word this. I'll figure it out. But
on the way, we'll go from anybody who took a trip from New York, New Jersey.
Yeah,
to...
these are the top 10 things from a road trip from New York, New Jersey area to Florida. We have one more spot on this list, pal. We got a great list so far. We have one more spot on this list.
Well, the truck stops were fun.
Yep.
You got the Waffle House.
Should we put truck stops on here?
Yeah, because they had the gift shops and everything.
Yeah.
You could steal. You know what used to suck, too?
You could steal.
Well, we used to always put things in your pocket. But then we had these, you know those magnets with your name on it?
Oh, yeah.
They never had my name.
Oh.
They never had. Brett was not around in that era. He's around now, and it's always spelled with two T's.
With two T's, that bastard.
But they never had Brett with one T. Yeah. So I always got, it would be like, Mom, they had a Mom, Scott.
Yeah.
Keith, and I was always VIP.
Bottles.
Very important person. No. That was what you got when they didn't have your name.
Yeah.
And my grandmother had the all of us. She had Anna, Charles, Carol. Yeah.
Now, have you done West Coast? I mean, where we are now, there's a lot of great places that you can
road
trip.
Let me just go on record as saying that California... hands down.
It's amazing.
The most beautiful state.
Yeah, you can drive 5 hours. Not even 5. You can go to Santa Barbara. You go to Napa.
Well, I took wifey to Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
It was like, it's only an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
If you really want to trip out, go to the Ojai, bro.
Oh, Ojai's amazing.
That's where I proposed to my wife.
Yeah,
Ojai's amazing.
It's
beautiful, man. And then you could go to...
Solvang.
Solvang with the windmills.
Yeah.
And then there's the San Luis Obispo's great.
Oh, yeah.
And then what's the one where you go snow? You can go skiing.
Oh, yeah.
Not
exactly.
Big Bear, the other one.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about, though.
And then you have Catalina Island, San Diego.
Fucking Laguna.
Dude.
Laguna Beach.
This is all within like from LA. Like, but now, then when you really want to go, you could go out to Temecula to the vineyards, which are beautiful.
Yeah.
But then. When you start going up north to like
Sonoma,
yeah, it's
Napa
insane.
Up there. It's just gorgeous.
San Francisco's great.
Oh yeah,
this is, man. Nothing beats this state.
Nothing beats it. Then you can hit up
the laws are stupid.
The redwoods
up
there.
Tax codes suck ass.
Yeah.
You know the traffic sucks.
You know what road trip I'm going to take this summer? I'm going to go up to Oregon. You know for that. There's going to be a full eclipse in a couple of towns.
That's where your wifey's from. Though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where's she from?
In the town where Tess lives, Whitney's mom, she lives in a place called Redmond. It's right next to a town called Terrebonne. Those are the two spots where it's going to be a full eclipse for like 3 minutes. So Oprah Winfrey just rented a house in Whitney's mom's neighborhood.
Does this only happen once in a blue moon?
This is the first time. I think this is the first full eclipse in like in I think our lifetime. There's been partial eclipse in our lifetime. This will be the first full one where it's going to be fucking dark.
Like, is it going to be dark here?
I don't know. I don't think we're gonna feel it here. You have to be in this like line that crosses. It goes to like Oregon, and I think it like does a diagonal.
When is this?
East. This is August. I think it's like August like 19th or something like that.
So you're going right from Jersey.
I'm gonna come back from Jersey and then hop in the car. I want to go up and check it out. But you know, I like seeing her family anyway. They have a beautiful resort up there. But it'll be cool just to check that out.
Are you getting a room up there? Maybe we'll make the ride with you,
dude. It'll be fun, man. I'm telling you. You know what's so crazy? They're expecting these small towns, like millions of people are coming from all over the world to come and see this full eclipse, because this is one of the few spots that that get it. And one of Whitney's parents' friends, they Airbnb one of their places up there, and someone reserved, you know, an Airbnb a couple years ago, and they're like, yeah, sure, you know, $100 a night, you know, whatever, no big deal. And then it came up to this point where they're like, oh, wait a second. Now Airbnbs are going for like $500-$600 a night, and they're like, "Oh, that's why they booked it. These people thought ahead. They booked it because they knew the eclipse was coming, so they got it for like $100." See what I'm saying?
Great.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, I'm, dude. That trip. That's another thing too. Coming up to five in California can be kind of whatever, but when you get up into Oregon, it's beautiful up there.
Oh, yeah, man.
I mean, the Pacific Northwest is phenomenal. That's so amazing about our country, is that there's so many amazing spots. Through it. I've done the cross country trip. I've told you that. I've done that in an ambulance, where I drove from New Jersey to Vegas in an ambulance, and it was fucking cool. Like, you really see how much this country has to offer.
Ambulance.
Yeah, when we bought the ambulance for Beecher's Madhouse, I bought it in New Jersey and then drove it to Vegas.
Oh yeah, that's right. You told me that story.
It was amazing, dude. It was so much fun. Everyone got out of my way, and I had a PA system that I can, you know, control from inside, and I would just like, and it would go out to the ambulance. So I would be like, big shout out to everyone in the left turn only lane. And it was so loud, and everyone's like, who the fuck is this Guido driving this ambulance?
You must have had great.
Oh, it was so much fun, dude. So much fun. So yeah, we have a full list here of the top 10 things.
Here's some places to see, by the way, that I've been to. You could just throw this one out.
Yeah. Talk about it. What do we got?
Go to the Alamo is great.
Yeah, the Alamo.
Alamo's amazing.
Yeah, a lot smaller than, you know, we were taught that the Alamo is this big place.
No, I always thought it was, it looked a little bigger. I thought it was like going to be little.
It's a shack. It's pretty small.
Well, I mean, you go in the back. I mean, it was a mission.
Yeah.
You know, Grand Canyon's great.
Sedona. Have you ever been to Sedona?
Where's Sedona?
In Arizona.
Oh, with the rocks and everything.
Dude,
no, I haven't been there.
Dude, that place is ridiculous.
My favorite spots, Alaska is beautiful.
Alaska, I've never been there. I want to go.
Dude, it's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And then and I compare it to Hawaii as far as like natural beauty.
Oh yeah.
But America's got, I mean, this it was such a unique state, because in Europe, you know, the weather, if it's cold in England, it's cold in France, it's cold in everywhere.
Right, right.
It goes this way. Ours goes this way.
Yeah.
Because people can see this that are listening. So I think it's like lateral.
Yeah.
Whatever that is, like left to right.
Yeah.
It would be the weather in Europe, where we're north. So like, you could have summer, it's still hot in the south, but it's freezing in the north.
Yep.
And, you know, and then we have all these different territories from the Pacific Northwest. Looks nothing like the Southeast, looks nothing like the Northeast, looks nothing like the Southeast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Utah, Colorado.
And then Central America, Midwest America's
a
whole other thing. Like even the cornfields.
Kansas. Amazing.
Dude, it really, that's why that song is.
I was driving through Kansas.
What's the song? The Americans. God bless America, land that I love, stand beside her and guide her. Do that.
From the oceans
to the ocean.
Prairies.
Yeah, it's like they're pretty much saying it's got all this shit.
Yeah. Why wasn't that the title of the song? America, we got all this shit. It's beautiful.
We got all kinds of different shit here.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You'll see mountains and prairies.
I mean, I've never been to Europe. My wife said it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But
Europe is gorgeous. But
you've been, right?
Yeah, I've been to Europe. But
do you know what I mean? Like, the weather's the same.
Yeah.
No matter, it's across the way. That's what I heard. It's what I learned. I don't know if it's true.
No, but I mean, we can literally drive. I mean, look at this state of California. You can surf and then go skiing in the same day if you wanted to.
Yeah, if you time it right. If you left at 2 in the morning.
Gotta get. Where would our south of the border be on the West Coast? We have nothing. Mine, I'll tell you what it is. It's a place called Weed, California. You drive through it. before you get to Oregon, and it's like a place where you stop. It's called Weed. So a lot of, you know, there's little gift shops where, you know, you get like I Love Weed t-shirts and stuff like that. That's my version of it. They got a great Taco Bell there as well. I stopped for a Taco Bell, a seven-layer burrito at this Taco Bell, and it was taking for a long time. I'm like, what's taking so long? And they finally give it to me, and it was like a fucking real burrito. It wasn't even like a Taco Bell burrito. Yeah, it was like a full fucking burrito. I couldn't believe it. Shout out to Weed, California. buddy, we have a top 10 things from the road trip from New Jersey to Florida.
How long have we been on?
I don't know. I mean, I'm ready to dismount.
We should have did games too in the car on the road trips.
Talk about it. What do you got?
Buggy's huge.
Punch buggy's huge.
Except when you get pieced in your jaw.
Yeah, I Spy, and then the Alphabet one.
Yeah.
You know what someone told me recently, which is a good one. Guessing the song on the radio. It's like a radio roulette or something like that, where you have to, you know, you just go through the radio and you have to say, you know, whoever sings
it,
the name of the song.
Now the words come, you know, who sings it comes up.
Yeah. You got some idiot in the back Shazamming it.
Dude, you know what I used to have? We didn't have, like, this is before Game Boy came out.
Yeah.
But if you went to Radio Shack, they sold these little handheld football things that you could play football with.
Oh, the football ones were strong. The little dashes.
Yeah. So you would just play that all
Namco
the time.
Namco or something.
But the noise would be like, yeah. And your mom would be like, yo, cut that shit off.
Yeah, couldn't do
me
that.
Me and Keithy were always in the back seat because my mom was in the front seat driving and Scotty was in the passenger seat. But we didn't really fight that much. I mean, I remember being excited when Street and Smith came out, you know?
Yeah.
You don't know about this.
What is this?
Yeah. It's a magazine that would rate all what the NFL teams are going to be this year, how good they're going to be. It would have draft picks and everything. And just being a little kid, just monitoring it, saying, oh, if Dallas got this person and we got that person.
Right.
And so we'd read a lot of Street and Smith.
So it's like a magazine about how your brain works.
But the worst thing is, the worst thing was when you fall asleep and you slept for like 12 hours and you wake up and you're still in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when's this going to end?
Yeah. Oh, dude.
My favorite was checking into hotels and exploring.
Yeah.
My mom would be like, Matt, if the hotel had an arcade, you'd lose your fucking
mind. Oh, yeah. That was
lose
huge.
Your mind.
Huge.
Yeah. And I remember at the Howard Johnson's, they had free video games.
What?
Free.
That would blow my mind.
The machines were rigged.
I've never seen that before.
You know, like, you know that? Yes,
yeah.
You've seen them now. You could go out, like, some places have them where you could just play.
It's, that's so dope.
If you go to the Four Seasons in Westlake.
Yeah.
I've been there.
I know that one.
Well, downstairs, their arcade room, all those games are free.
Oh, I've been there. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And they got like, you know, 400 games in one video game.
I know exactly
you can
what
play.
You're talking
those
about.
Those are free.
Yeah, I did an event there not too long ago and we were down there. I know exactly. Yeah, so I have seen those. That's insane.
As a kid, I couldn't fathom it.
Yeah.
I could not fucking fathom
it. What was your favorite, some of your favorite arcade games back then? I used to love Pole Position.
Pole Position was strong.
Oh, yeah.
I liked Mr. Do.
Outrun. Spy Hunter was strong.
Tempest was strong.
Spy Hunter was probably one of my favorites, if not my favorite.
I used to like Miss Pac-Man better than Pac-Man.
Yeah, for some reason
Junior Pac-Mans.
Yeah.
Stargate was good. Defender was good.
Mr. Do, we used to have that one.
Mr. Do's Wild Ride, yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
And Mr. Do's Magic Castle.
Yep.
They had a wrestling game that was pretty dope. Where you could just pick, you know, they were generic versions of Hulk Hogan.
Yes, I remember that one.
You get thrown out of the ring, but yep. you had to hit the combinations.
Yeah.
Do you remember Dragon's Lair?
Yeah.
It was like a cartoon.
Yep. Gauntlet.
Was dope, but Dragon's Lair looked like a cartoon, and you had to hit the joystick the way that when it flashed.
Yeah.
But I could never figure that game out.
No. God, I'm trying to think of other games that I used to love on, dude. We used to play at Sam's Subs. We'd have to go pick up the subs, you know, from the beach.
Mm-hmm.
My dad would say, all right, you know, he'd call in an order and then we'd have to go pick it up. And we would just take whatever change we got and just put it in the machine and we would play. They had Mr. Do and then they had Pole Position. Ugh, I love that game. Pole Position was
the shit.
No, it was
great too, Centipede with the ball.
Centipede was good.
Oh, track and field, man. I used to take a comb.
Yeah.
Right? And you would put the comb because some of them had the ball.
Yeah.
And then you would spin and play track and field, but some had the two buttons.
Yeah.
So I would put the comb in between my fingers and then you,
whoa,
if you hit the button.
Oh, yeah.
It would go both ways.
A little leverage.
Yeah.
You made yourself a little lever.
You made
lever.
It tight. So it would, instead of, so when you're hitting one button, you would end up
actually hitting two.
Yeah, we go like that. Like,
jeez, Ernst, that's some
old, an old trick.
That's an old school trick you just pulled out.
All right,
there.
We got to bounce out of here, son.
Well, listen, you know, we originally were going to do top 10 destinations, but I like that we discussed some of our favorite destinations that we've taken. You've, you know, as a traveling comedian that you are, you've been all over the place. We have no new Pete's tweets because
we did back to back. Although, let me tell you though, Oregon, I love Portland, man.
Portland's great.
Don't they? They have more strip clubs than any other
right?
city. Yeah, I
thought
found
Tampa.
Out
I thought Tampa was the
no,
the
no,
king.
No, Portland is, and here's why. It's a loophole. For some reason, if they have a strip, this is what I was told. Again,
okay.
So you can Google it.
Brett Facts.
That if a strip club can serve food late,
okay,
that's the only one, like an entertainment venue.
Wow.
So that's like sometimes if you went to a diner. They have a pole and a girl dancing, but yeah. then it would stay open.
Did you ever travel north for any road trips from Jersey?
No.
Yeah. I had my Uncle Ben and Aunt Jerry lived in Cape Cod. I mean, that was the only thing that we ever did north. Was
I mean, we used to go to
Massachusetts.
Like,
Mashpee.
Independence Hall in Philly and for...
yeah.
And at one time we went to this Smithsonian.
Yeah.
In D.C., but those were like school trips.
That's another thing, you know, and... Just that idea of growing up in, you know, the New Jersey area, we would learn something in school and then we would go visit it. You know what I mean? You learn about the independence and the Liberty Bell and whatever. Then you go visit it. We'd learn about the UN. Then we would go take a road trip to New York City and visit the UN. Well, I mean, that was a really cool part. Or we would, you know, take a road trip down to D.C. and, you know, meet our congressman. I mean, it was growing up in that part of the country. It's really great because you do have a lot of, you know, places to hit up around that area. You know, you really get, you know, as a kid, you become pretty cultured at a younger age.
No, you learn because, well, I mean, that's the part of the history is the Revolutionary War. Yeah. So you're very much caught up in that, which is why, I mean, again, I don't know if it's more patriotism or a better knowledge of things than I find out west.
Well, that's the thing. When I moved from New York City to Las Vegas, all my friends that I met in Las Vegas that grew up in the Vegas area, they knew a shit ton about silver mining. And the history of Nevada and, you know, that part of the country, you know, because mm-hmm. that was their growing up, learning about where they were from.
That's
you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I think everyone that grows up around the country, they learn a lot about where they, you know, people in Kansas take trips to fucking dairy farms and whatever. They know a lot about agriculture.
No,
and,
it's true because, like, we're very much into, like, you know, the colonization and stuff. You would learn about that and go to Indian reservations.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like in Jersey, like everybody knew about the VIG.
Yeah. How to skim.
That was how to rob the turnpikes.
Picking up change on the parkway. Dude, that's funny. Yeah. It's all part of your local culture.
No, seriously though, not for real. For real. That people in the Northeast, like especially New York, Jersey, Philly, everything's the lottery, the VIG. Everybody's always gambling.
Oh yeah,
it's a big thing. That's a big Northeastern thing. I mean, other than Vegas,
yeah.
But mind you, Vegas was built by that.
Yeah, of course. You know, and then you have
if you look around out here, I mean, there are guys that bet, and maybe it's everything's changed. But I remember just being part of everyday conversation.
Yeah,
you know, yo, did you move last night? Yeah. How much did you make? Da-da-da-da. Like everybody talked that way. My stepfather was always fucking gambling. Everybody was gambling, like Pete Rose. Yeah. I'm not mad at Pete Rose.
No, he's fine. But yeah.
All right, we got
to
get out of here.
And then we got the South, too. I mean, I've never done, you know, I've gone down to...
I'll tell you, man. I've been very fortunate. I did a list. There's only, I got to look at it, like six states that I've never performed in.
Yeah, that's cool.
But I've been to Fargo, North Dakota, which is a fucking great downtown. It's very Seattle-ish.
Yeah.
Birmingham, Alabama. Oh, sorry, going down south. I've been to Birmingham. I love the Stardome down there. And I went to the Civil Rights Museum twice.
Wow.
Very interesting. You learn a lot.
Yeah.
And you learn a lot, too, that, you know, they had this Cotton Picker Row. They show you a video in the beginning. But did you know that in Cotton Picker Row, it was Black, Irish, and Italians were the ones that lived there. They all lived behind each other and in front of each other. But it was just like these shanty towns. They were there to pick cotton.
Yep.
I mean, this is after slavery, but it was more about the civil rights movements. And then it's just a very, it's an amazing hotel. And right across the street is the church that they bombed.
Remember? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just interesting history there.
Oh, yeah.
But I also found it ironic that, not ironic, but everybody got along better there.
Yeah.
Like, there's not as much division as there is out here.
Right, right.
You know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the most liberal-minded people don't live near any minorities.
Yeah.
They work, you know
exactly,
what I mean?
Yeah.
The Hollywood yeah. people here don't
it's all,
live.
It's all theory to them.
Yeah, it's all
just
theory.
Yeah.
And they have their housemates that, yeah. that are Latino.
Yeah.
And that's the extent of their, you know, what exactly. they think the world should be is nothing how we live.
Exactly.
Everybody should have government health care, even though we're not on it.
Yep.
And everybody should live next to, but you, God forbid you come in our area.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't have, we fucking scumbags. But I'm saying that's.
And then you got like the Bayou area. You got
New Orleans. Is amazing. You never been there?
I've been there when
for
I was
quarter?
I was MCing for Beach's Madhouse at Super Bowl parties.
Did
and
I ever
stuff
tell you
like
the Guido story, the dueling pianos story?
No.
All right, this might be our great Guido story for the.
Brought to you by JR's Bar and Grill.
Yeah, brought
and
to you
Revolution
by JR's
Graphics
and Revolution Graphics and
yeah
and what's the pizza place?
And Maruka's. Yeah.
So. This is back when I was in the nightclub business, and the guys that I work for, you know, they're all from New York. So we were all down there. It was during the week, and my boss was like, the guy that owned the place, he's like, you know what? He likes to take everybody on vacation. So he took, like, most of the staff, like, the key staff members, not
yeah.
everybody.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, a couple of bouncers, the door guy, the promoter, a couple yeah. of bartenders, all the waitresses.
Of course.
The managers. And he bought tickets for all of us. They were like $200 a piece at the time. And we flew from, we went to New Orleans for like two nights, paid for our hotels, everything. And it was me and this DJ named Jimmy C that yeah. I was friends with.
Love him.
Right? Italian guy from Brooklyn. He was actually, at that time, he was like my age. He was in his 40s, you know? And I remember him thinking he was so old and he had this 29-year-old wife. And I'm like, God, I want to be that guy someday.
Yeah,
and I became
yeah,
that guy.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I couldn't realize. I'm like, dude, you're because he was so young
yeah,
to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I couldn't realize how old he was.
Yeah.
He's still clipping. You know? he's probably still going strong. I haven't seen him in 20, 30 years. Anyways, so long story boring, we go to this piano bar, and it's the Dueling Pianos, you know, and it was like one of the places they order these drinks called Hurricanes. Now, we're there during the week, so there's not much going on.
Yeah.
Now, even then, you know me, I'm not really a big drinker or a partier.
Right.
Big
talker, though.
Oh, love to talk.
Yeah.
And I love to eat.
Yeah.
So, like, if I go somewhere, there's, I like, me and my buddy Big Al, we went to the Quarter to eat, right? So, now we meet up at this restaurant with the Dueling Pianos. And it's like maybe 9:30, 10 o'clock. There's maybe 40 people in the place.
Yeah.
And we're about 15 of them, right? And we have more people coming. And I come in and my boss is yelling at this table of like nine fucking locals. And they're going at it. And he's going, fuck you. Fuck you, right? And meanwhile, he's with some dudes, you know. It could get wrecked.
Yeah.
You know, it was just fun banner,
yeah,
but it was kind of like it was maybe two or three comments away from crossing the line where there was going to be a chair being
right.
thrown.
Yeah,
so those guys were like, "Go the fuck back to New York, you mother," you know, because they were from New Orleans.
Yeah,
they're like, "You wish you," he goes, "You're here, we ain't New York," like joking around. So he goes to the Dueling Piano Players. It's like 9:30, 10 o'clock. Did I never told you the story?
I don't know.
He goes, gave them both $500 a piece, and said, I want you to play New York, New York all night long. And you play until I tell you to stop.
That's
and when
amazing.
You stop, there's another $500 for you.
That's
piece.
Amazing.
They stopped Billy Joel, and this went into dun, 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 yeah,
that's
dun,
amazing.
Dun. And now they kept playing until everybody, we walked.
Cleared everyone out.
We kept singing New York, New York.
That's amazing.
Just to piss everybody off.
That's amazing.
And emptied out the whole fucking
yeah.
place. And then the manager couldn't do nothing because the piano players are independent contractors.
Yeah, they're just following their tip
They're making
order.
A grand a piece.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, what it's do you want
us to do?
Best gig
ever for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Shout out. To the
Isn't that a great?
That's amazing.
That's a great Guinea story.
That's a great Guido yeah, moment.
Like, even though he was Jewish, half Jewish.
Hey, sometimes you can't tell. Sometimes they're, you know, one and the same. All right, so guys, this is the top 10 things that you'll find from your road trip from New Jersey to Florida. At number 10, truck stop gift shops. Number 9, bickering in the car. Number 8.
I have one question for you real
yeah.
quick. Because your teeth, when you get blowjobs, does it hurt? Do you hurt people with those teeth?
Number 8.
What you're talking right now, your teeth look like they're on the mic.
I just have giant
teeth. You're going to bite the fucking.
I'm going to bite this mic off. Number eight.
By the way, you didn't flinch when I said you give blowjobs.
When you make the trucker honk. Number seven.
All right, start over.
All right, number 10, truck stop gift shops. Number 9, bickering in the car. Number 8, trucker honks. That's when you make the truckers give those honks. Number 7, you know you're going to stop at a Waffle House. Number 6, the oranges on the side of the road, any side of the road fruit that you're going to get. Number 5, yes and no books. Number 4.
Which you bought at the truck stop,
yeah,
by
which
the
you
way,
buy,
at the
yeah,
Stuckies.
Exactly. And number 4, the mind testers at Stuckies. At number 3, Georgia smell. You're going to get that. Number 2, south of the border. And of course, number 1, when you get to Walt Disney World.
Yep, that's the destination.
That's the payoff.
So that's the list, the top 10 things that happen when you drive from New York down 95 to go to Disney World.
So yeah, guys, make sure you go to breadearns.com, go to hairandteeth.com, at YOTL Podcast.
We
at
got
Breadearns,
no fresh tweets.
At Pete Giovine. Yeah.
But remember, August 12th, Asbury Park.
August 12th, it's coming up, guys. Make sure you get out, get your tickets now. We got to help out Steamboat Willie. He may be underage.
Well, he came to Stress Factory.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We got to help him out. I don't think he.
Why'd you bring that up then?
Because he reached out. I don't know. You know, there might be an age thing, but no one knows. No one knows. We'll sort it out. Anyway, guys, make sure you hit us up and go to the House Independence Show August 12th in Asbury Park, New Jersey. See us in our home environment. It's going to be lovely.
It's Pete's home environment.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, you know, you're close enough. Anyway, guys, that is our show. Brett, you're going to take us out.
What should we take out? What should we hear? Give me a good idea of something.
I don't know, something New Jersey-ish. Something. It's summertime, man. It's fucking. It's hot out.
I don't. You know, I don't want to do summertime by summertime.
You know what song I used to love? That Mungo Jerry song. In the summertime,
I
mean, that's too hippy dippy for you.
Yeah.
But those guys look like they smelled. See that video, dude. Mungo Jerry. That's the only time of year you can play that song.
I'll put this on.
Yeah, you put that on.
It's a good song. I'll
put that on. Guys, keep supporting the podcast. Share it. Make sure you share it with your friends.
Love you guys. God bless. Call your moms.
Tears I cry.